Our first two guests are Emmy nominees for their roles on the Apple TV Plus comedy Ted Lasso. The show is about a British soccer team that inexplicably hires an American college football coach. The players are skeptical at first, but Lasso's kindness wins them over. Hannah Waddingham plays the team's owner, Rebecca Welton. Brett Goldstein plays the soccer legend, Roy Kent. Hannah, Brett, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
It's like having two 12-year-olds say hello.
It's wonderful. Okay, I'm just going to have a moment because this series basically saved me. This series saved me.
Yeah.
I know you probably hear that from so many people that they were like, oh, I'll take a chance on this Ted Lasso. And then they were like, this is the thing that makes me feel like it's all going to be okay.
Well, that's very nice to hear.
Is that what you hear?
Yeah, it is. But it never gets old, because how could we ever get tired of hearing that something we've all been a part of and loved ourselves has made such a difference to people and got them through a really awful time?
And also, we would be the worst people if people came up to us and said, your show saved us. And we were like, yeah, heard it.
Whatever.
So congratulations on your Emmy nominations.
Oh, no, what?
I know, Emmy nominations, Best Supporting Actor and Actress in a Comedy Series. What happened when you found out? Where were you?
Who told you, Brett Goldstein?
Oh, well, I was in my underwear in the hotel room, and Hannah Waddingham came to my door and said, every single person that you know has been nominated for an Emmy, including you.
Including us. Give me a hug
and
your underwear.
And you said, are you naked? And I said, yes.
And so I just came in anyway. Yeah. I mean, that's my kind of way to start the day.
It was pretty great.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Brett, you've done, obviously, television, film, theater. You've written, but you said that your career goal that you have not achieved yet is to work with Muppets.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. That's sort of the only thing. There's two things left on my bucket list. One is jump out of a plane, and the other is work with Muppets. And then after that, I don't. If I do it in reverse order, if I work with Muppets and then jump out of a plane, I don't mind if the parachute doesn't open. Do you know what I mean?
Hedda, you grew up in a family of opera singers, and obviously you've done plenty of singing yourself and plenty of musical theater. As a child or a teenager, was there an idea that you might become an opera singer as well?
No, because my mother and her mother were and are both opera singers. And so I think I kind of bucked against it, and that's why I went into musical theatre. But having said that, last February, before we all locked down, I did really like proper high operatic soprano role. I was playing Queen Elizabeth II, and I was a bit like, oh, I shouldn't have bucked against this, because this is actually, you know, you can just tell that something sits well with you. I should have just done that. And my mum afterwards went, there you go, because she always sounds like she's singing. She went, there you go, using your proper voice for a change.
Yeah,
and I thought, oh, you were right. Yeah. She calls it shouty singing, musical theatre.
Shouty singing.
Wow.
I don't know why you all just sound like you're shouting all the time.
Okay, well, let's bring out a little bit of your competitive spirit with some games. Are you ready for some games?
Yeah, I'm
always
ready for some games.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. You'll work together in this game. It's about the legendary film composer John Williams.
Oh,
love.
And his music will be performed by our very own Jonathan Coulton,
yes,
the way it was meant to be played on an acoustic guitar.
That's correct. We decided to write lyrics to John Williams' most famous movie themes to make songs about other famous people with the last name Williams.
Great.
So, to earn a point, you can tell me any of the following things: the name of the person that I'm singing about, or the movie that the score comes from.
Okay.
Gorgeous.
Here we go. He's won Grammys and our hearts. His song Happy topped the Billboard charts. As for fashion, he loves hats. He loves tall hats and wide hats and smart hats. He really loves hats.
Da-da-da.
Yay. Thank you very much.
Indiana Jones, Pharrell Williams. Sorry, one each. Sorry.
Did I actually join in at some point?
So sorry. You did next one.
Pharrell Williams is correct.
And Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones was the theme. Well done.
I have to say, he's hot for Earl Williams.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's good looking.
Side
man.
Note. Yeah.
And not everyone can pull off that hat.
Oh, no. He looks sensational.
No, I know. Anyway. He's got a goofy, he has a goofy hat habit that would ruin any other man.
Well, I think because he's so beautiful, I think he tries to play himself down.
Play it down.
Ugh. But right. I'm not fooled. Mm.
All right, here's another one. Our tennis playing sisters started when they were teenagers. They've won every single Grand Slam, including Wimbledon.
Serena and Venus Williams.
Venus and Serena Williams, that's right.
E.T. The extraterrestrial.
E.T., yes. Well done.
Oh, my God. Isn't John Williams just... Well, I mean, you're sensational, obviously.
You're very good at this,
but
Jonathan.
John Williams, man.
Yeah.
I do love the tennis playing sisters. In my head, that will always be the lyrics. Now.
Oh, good. Oh, good. All right, here's another one. He wrote plays, such good plays. Though they often were quite dire, he won Pulitzers for those plays, like A Streetcar Named Desire.
Very good, Tennessee Williams.
Jurassic, yes, correct.
Yes.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park, that's right. Well done.
Yes.
I find it quite calming after
this. I just want you to keep playing that
it's
song.
It's just nice just okay, to hang good. Out with
play
you guys.
Some games.
Yeah.
Play some games. Think about a T-Rex eating a guy on the toilet. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
He was a lawyer. He was a lawyer. It's fine.
He was a lawyer. That's true. He was a lawyer with an annoying ringtone. So
yeah, that's why.
That's right.
Absolutely.
It was very deliberate.
Yeah, I collapsed. The dinosaur yeah. of responsibility.
Everyone's pro T-Rex at the end of that bit.
All right, here's your next one. Here we go. First she was a radio DJ, and you never knew exactly what she'd say. And now she's on TV, an eponymous talk show. Still you never can guess what she's gonna say next.
Superman?
Superman.
Superman is correct.
Someone beginning with V, Williams?
It's a letter close to V in the alphabet.
W.
That's a W, Williams.
Wendy.
Wendy
Williams.
Yes.
That is correct.
I mean, nice. We clawed our way through that one.
Yeah.
You did it.
And you get all the points. You get all the points.
All the points.
All right, last one for you guys. Here we go. They call him Lando. Lando Calrissian. Lando Calrissian. That's how he's known. Also a painter. But it says Lando. Lando Calrissian. That he is known.
I've had a brain fart. I know what it is.
Billy.
D. Billy.
Yep.
Williams.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yes.
Star Wars.
But how
Star Wars.
That?
That's right. Yeah,
because I love it.
Billy D. Williams.
That's how our Star Wars the Musical will open. Just so you know.
Just me going out on stage going, Billy D. Williams.
More with Ted Lasso's Hannah Waddingham and Brett Goldstein after the break, and linguists. So stay tuned because you are definitely going to learn something. Probably, maybe. And a little later, we'll play games with Melissa McCarthy and Ben Falcone. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.